The Ike Taylor Show on Trib Live Radio is brought to you by White Deer Run Co-Forged Treatment Centers.
Brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'.
Sports Talk on Trib Live Radio presents The Ike Taylor Show.
I am feeling sweat.
Check out official IkeTaylor.com. Now here's your host, Trib columnist John Harris. Trib Total Media. See what's next.
Welcome to The Ike Taylor Show. Ike, how you doing?
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I since it's the Ike Taylor Show, I'm going to turn it over to you. Sent me a little bit of interesting information this morning about your future, and I'm going to let. I can't think of anybody better to discuss that than you. As far as looking ahead for Ike Taylor, what does the future entail? I'm going to turn it over to you, Ike, and let you tell the Ike Taylor Show audience what's happening.
Well, John, I'm going to retire. I'm going to retire from football. You know, pretty much I made it a long time ago. So if Troy was going to play two more years, regardless on whether I was playing or not, I was retiring or he was retiring. So that's what I feel like I owe to him. That's what I feel like I owe to our relationship. We come in together, we leave out together on two different terms. Probably not the way we wanted to finish the story, but I'm 20 for Troy Polamalu. That's how I feel about it. If anybody have argued, then with that, I can go stat for stat with you when you talk about Troy Polamalu. But as far as why I stand, that's why I stand there, you know? So I want to thank God first. Got to thank the Rooney family. Got to thank the Rooney family just for taking me under as, like, one of their guys, the 2005 crew. Got to thank Coach T and his staff, won the Super Bowl 2008 crew. So, and even got to thank the staff on the 2010 crew. We didn't win. But at the same time, I learned a lot about myself, the team, and where we was heading in years to come. Got to thank, got to talk about the Steelers and the Rooney family, you know. So wherever I go, man, I should have still a fan. It don't even matter. I can be in Captiva, Florida, somewhere you never heard of, or I can be in Seattle, Washington. The 70 Steelers for putting in the foundation, for letting us know what the black and gold was all about. And got to thank me and Joe Green because he founded all this. He was the pioneer. He started this. He was the reason why we're proud today to call ourselves Steelers. Steelers and the Rooney organization, they took it upon themselves and they changed the attitude. He made the Steelers the talk of the town from being the country's favorite at some point in time in the 70s. Got to thank him for that. And thank everybody who played with him. That dynasty, the 70s dynasty, they were the reason why in the 2000 era when I played, we played the way we played because we tried to match what they did. So in my era, we won two. We've been to three. That's just how it goes. Once you're a Steeler, you're always a Steeler. It don't matter. There's a few reasons why they leave. One of them was Troy. And the other reasons, we're not wanting to leave the Rooney family. And then if you want to go beyond that, just hearing guys come from other teams talk about how good this organization is, it was a no-brainer for me. So when it was time for me to stay, it was easy. It was easy. When I was a free agent twice, it was easy for me to stay. You know, a lot of guys talk about going to get the money. I remember Casey Hampton told me, man, put your surprise side. One thing about playing with Pittsburgh, yeah, you might take a pay cut, but you're going to see all your money. Case in one line. I see guys go all the time for the big bucks, and they wind up playing 2, maybe 3 years of their contract. Man, I'm fortunate enough to play 12. So, some kind of prideful way, I can say I'm playing my contract out. Yeah, I took a pay cut last year, but that was the business part of it. And I look at it like if I'm asking for a pay cut, I must be making some kind of money for them to come ask me. Yeah, I was salty about it. Who wouldn't be? But I understood the business part of it. So, like I said, man, just the connection of being a Pittsburgh Steeler, just the pride you have wearing that black and gold. It's deeper than us. It's far all the way back. Then when you get into it with the Rooney family, it goes even further. Then when you have a relationship like I had with the Rooney family, this is in my life, and went from my principal in high school, went to my dean in college, now to Mr. Rooney. And this ain't going to stop. It's going to continue to happen. So I'm a 412 lifer, you know. Born in New Orleans, raised a little bit in North Carolina, went back to New Orleans. But heck, just about half of my life, I was raised in Pittsburgh. 12 years, so I spent the most with Stella, umbrella, everybody, from the organization to the fans to my teammates. Love y'all. But Troy is the reason why I made this decision today. You know, so I got to close that book, open a whole new book, and write that book. Got to make sure my family's straight. Danielle, Ivan, sisters, nephews, nieces, my mom, you know, got to make sure they're straight. Everything happened for a reason, you know.
I'm not letting you off that quick, Ike. You know, first off, congratulations on your career. I'm going to go through a few numbers here because, you know, I am a numbers guy.
Yeah, you're definitely a numbers guy.
12 NFL seasons, 174 regular season games, 140 starts. Between 2005 and 2011, 7 seasons, played in all 16 games, championship game against the Jets. Jets had the ball second quarter. Ike Taylor sacks quarterback Mark Sanchez. Fumble recovered by William Gay. Returned for a touchdown. Steelers take a 24-0 lead. Go on to win 24-19. Face Green Bay in that Super Bowl. The Super Bowl which you told me and told your listeners a while back after that game, after that loss, you and Troy Polamalu sat in the back of the bus crying. Defense, 14 interceptions, 1 touchdown, 2 forced fumbles. With Ike as a starting corner, played on 3 defenses that were ranked number 1 in total defense, including the 2008 team, which will go down as one of the greatest defenses in NFL history. And a number 1 pass ranking, a number 3 pass ranking, multiple number 1 rushes, rushing defense rankings. Decision, when did you make up your mind? And you mentioned some of the factors, but was it just that time you just, you know, to play football and to play at that high level, it's got to be mind, body, and soul. When did you really reach that conclusion that it just was going to be it? You weren't going to play anymore?
Man, just throughout that, the last season, you know, just sitting back, reflecting on everything, just kind of looking back at my career. You know, Kevin Colbert, I want to thank him too because he drafted me. And we got a relationship as a GM to a player like no other. Like, it's crazy. Our relationship is. Kevin Colbert, the guy who drafted me and saw me through this whole process, you know, he didn't put me on the IR. He knew I was coming back. He could have easily put me on the IR and shut me down, but he was like, nah, Ike coming back. You know, we ain't put him on the heart. And I'm playing hurt. I'm not playing up to the ability I know I can play. Right now, we're in a situation where we need to win the game. I feel like I'm not helping my team. I'm going to sit my butt down. And I'm going to sit my butt down for the whole season. And I think without even talking about it, between Coach T, Kevin Colbert, Coach Lake, shout out to Coach Lake, love him, guys. Man, it was kind of a look in the eye, mutual agreement. Like, man, just chill. You know, but at the same time, I was saying to myself, man, I feel a lot more comfort in just watching my young guys play. Like, I'm more excited when they playing than me playing. So my decision was kind of tuning in at the end of the season, like I knew retirement was. But heck, man, I didn't see a lot anyway and saved a lot anyway. So that wasn't the issue. You know what I'm saying? So just seeing my young guys, man, more happier when they making plays, more happier when we talk about money. Seeing a Will Gay grow into a monster last year, you know, probably the top five corner in the league. If you want to put in the tape and just go play after play, you probably was just going to be a lot of one-on-one situations. Not only with receivers, but with running backs. And Will Gay always willing to tackle. He don't get the credit. They dog him. But I'm going to give him all the credit. You know?
This is typical Ike Taylor. The ultimate team guy. On the day that he announces his retirement on the Ike Taylor show, he's talking about his teammates. I mean, it's typical of you and the kind of player you were. And the kind of teammate that you have been. And, this is your day, your moment, and you're still talking about your teammates. I think it personifies some of the things that we've talked about. Like Troy Polamalu with the things that he could do on the field, the way he would make things happen. But by doing that, it would make other players have to do other things, and having other players willing and able to do that, to play defensively, to make the whole system work, that wouldn't have worked everywhere. And all players wouldn't have been on board with that. And I think having a cornerback like you, Ike, during those heydays of those great Steeler defenses was a big factor, you know, being able to play one-on-one against the other team's top receivers. I can't think of a greater example to personify who you are, you know, as a player, as a person, as a teammate, the ultimate team guy. You know, you announced your retirement. You said, well, I was waiting for Troy to announce his retirement. We talk about Troy. Then you talk about William Gay. That's kind of who you are as a person. Sometimes I thought maybe too much of a team guy to taking away from the spotlight from you. But I realized that that's who Dave T. Thomas, who I guess you could say discovered you. And put out the word, and the NFL team started to come around and watch and see who this guy was, who was playing next to Charles on the other side with Charles Tillman, and goes from that to a fourth round draft pick, to the Super Bowl champion, to three Super Bowl appearances, two Super Bowl championships, multiple number one defensive rankings. Save it for the break. What's next for Ike Taylor?
And we on break already?
that's how fast you talk, man. That's how fast the time goes. We're going to go a little later. We're going to go a little later today, though. So,
okay.
So just hold those thoughts. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Ike Taylor Show. Just announced his retirement on Trib Live Radio. We'll be right back.